tonight on Uncensored Radio. We're joined by psychic and spiritual coach Jess Quigley as she discusses her journey to discovering her gift and becoming a spiritual coach for others. All that and more on UCR.
Good morning, Australia. Good evening, America. Today, we're joined by Jess Quigley. Jess runs her own series of web pages, don't you, Jess? So we've got Divine Readings by Jess. We also have the Green Juice Challenge. And then we also have Boot Camp for the Enlightened.
Yes.
Am I correct so far?
Yes, you're correct. I wanted to open up another page as well, but I decided that I might just need to just wait a little bit because I've got so much going on, but it's a bit of an addiction to keep creating pages and content and groups, and it's very exciting. I love it.
It's definitely insane. I don't know how you're doing like three of them. Like I would do like the fan pages for the girls when we first started with the radio show. So I'd have like the two girls' pages, their Facebook, their Instagram, Twitter. It's nuts. So that's crazy. But I don't know about it. Girl, I need some of the juice and some of the spiritual healing, okay? I need it in my life.
So Jess, on that note, so like your journey started from, I guess, like, would you consider yourself a light worker right now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I consider that I came to Earth coded as a light worker, and there's a group of souls on Earth that are actually light workers. We're actually coded to work in the light and to help others come into the light and awaken. So there's a whole thing going on.
Absolutely. And like all light workers, your journey commenced from a place that was actually quite dark, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It was my journey was really dark, and I spent a lot of years very, very lost. I really was very sensitive to how other people were feeling, and I noticed that a lot of my family members were in a lot of pain, and I didn't know how to fix that. And I actually internalized that. I actually energetically took on board the thoughts, feelings, and emotions of others. And this is that as a child. So it was extremely difficult to understand all of that and try and navigate my life feeling that way.
Preach on.
Yeah. So I got very lost in that. I tried to fix, heal, and solve everyone else's problems. I ran around trying to fix my mum and my nana's relationship. And I, you know, wanted to heal everyone, all friends, and I wanted to just fix other people. I just came to Earth just wanting to make everyone feel okay and wanting to make everyone feel better. And I kind of sort of wrung myself inside out trying to do all of these things for everyone. And it really took a toll on me over the years, and I started to actually drink very heavily from a very young age. I was like 14 when I started to drink alcohol, and I actually would drink to the point of becoming unconscious, and I would actually a lot of the times wake up actually in my own vomit. This is how badly I drank. It wasn't just a few drinks at a young age. It was actually binge drinking to the extreme. But I used alcohol as a way of suppressing how much I felt at how deep a level I felt, because I couldn't cope with it any longer. And I really drank to just numb all of that out and just to suppress my gifts, my spiritual gifts, because I couldn't understand it all. And I also wasn't able to connect with anyone else at the level that I really needed to connect, at a level that would actually support me and that would be healthy for me and that would help me understand my own self. I noticed that there were a lot of people very physically focused, and I wasn't physically focused. I was very much internally focused. I was very much caught up in my thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And I found physical life hard. I found it really hard to actually get into physical life because I was so caught up in my own inner dialogue. And so I felt everything was so difficult for me, and I felt very alone because I saw that everyone else was kind of just physically existing and no one wanted to talk about how they were feeling or what sort of thoughts they were having or if they were picking up off how others were feeling. And so it was a very lonely experience.
Wow. Do you think it's important, though? as a sensitive person, though, to really, like, I guess, crumble in some ways, because that's when you really first start to blossom. It's like once you've gone through something that's so breaking in a way, you know, like you've through something that's traumatic in order for you to just bloom.
Yeah, yeah, it was crumbling, and I kind of then went on a journey of sort of self-destruction at a very large scale for probably about 15 years. I was suicidal on and off for probably about a decade. My drinking just spiraled out of control. You know, I used to smoke 20 cigarettes a day as well, because I ended up with extreme anxiety. I ended up with depression. And at the age of 21, I ended up with a full-blown autoimmune disease. So my problems manifested tenfold. And I actually wasn't shocked when I developed a full-blown autoimmune disease, because intuitively I felt like something was going to give. I had been under so much internal stress and just lower vibrational feelings for such a prolonged period of time that when I had an autoimmune disease and I found out and I just woke up one day and I was so chronically unwell, I wasn't surprised. It intuitively I felt that was something was going to result from the chronic way of thinking and feeling that I had been living for such a prolonged period of time.
It's so crazy that, like, I'm listening to you tell your story and I'm like, okay, wow, that's like putting a mirror up there. You know, it's the fixing of the relationships, understanding people's emotions. You know, and I think we talk about it probably like the two of us in different contexts, but, you know, having that of taking on other people's shit, really wanting to fix them, has always kind of been an issue. So I'm curious, now that you've overcome that, all the dark stuff, how have you gone back to that and not let it absorb all of you?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And a lot of my clients ask me this, because I have a lot of clients that are in depression, are suicidal. And so some sessions are pretty heavy. And, you know, it's my work. It's what I love to do. But I got to the point where I became so healthy and so healed within my own self that I don't take it on. It doesn't actually energetically affect me anymore. But it took 10 years of inner work and an incredibly deep soul searching journey and healing my emotions and healing my autoimmune disease, working on the mindset, doing the soul work, all of it, body level as well, clearing out the toxins. When we store huge amounts of toxins in our body, we can't cope with other people's energies. It's just where we can't cope with life. You know, we have an overload of everything, you know, and our physical body is a reflection of our energetic body. We also have an aura. We have a physical body and an energy body as well. And both of the two are connected and a reflection of each other. So working on my physical body, my emotional body, wellness, my mindset, it really has got me to the place where I can serve people. And I'm in the work because I came to earth a little healer, a little light worker, running around wanting to fix, solve and heal everyone and just wanting everyone to be okay. And now I get to do that, but it's not destroying my own health. I've learned how to heal my own self. And so I don't take on board all of that from everyone. And it's my work. It's my soul's purpose. So for me, I want to do this all of the time. And someone asked me the other day, if I won Tats Lotto, would I still do my business? And my answer was absolutely hell yes. And I would just take everything next level because I'm doing what I absolutely love to do. I've tapped into my soul's purpose. And I've been able to alchemize all of my trauma. I've been able to turn base metals into gold. And that's what I love to teach other people to do as well. because if you can alchemize your trauma, you heal yourself and then you can help other people as well.
I'm like, where have you been all my life? That's what I'm
thanks, Jeff.
I'm listening to her and I have a couple friends. Like, you know, I had some stuff go on and I went to an energy worker and it was an amazing experience. And I kind of went in like kicking my feet. Like, what is this bitch going to do? She's going to wave some magic rocks and bang a gong. You know, I'm like, and totally kind of skeptic about it. And we went in and it was very much like therapy. And then I got on this tape and it was the most cathartic experience of my life. And after that, I never had an issue with what I went in there for. And it was like, damn, you know, so anybody, I'm like, look, it may sound hokey pokey to you, but I'm telling you, like, I was the person that, I mean, I very much want, you know, like, know that there's connections and energy, and but I'm always very cautious. So I was nervous, you know, that if it would do anything, but I knew that I needed to do something. And it really did change my life. So it was pretty amazing. So hearing you like go through all this and being the person that takes on everybody's crap, which is what I did for really most of my life, it's actually kind of fascinating because you don't, a lot of people don't talk about it. Nobody wants to because it's kind of taboo and people don't get it. When you're talking about taking on other people's energy, they kind of think you're maybe a freak a little bit, you know, where now I have a couple group of friends that like, you know, we all kind of have that thing. So it's really fascinating to get to discuss it on air.
Like we joke and say, you know, you're a mama bear and everything, but you really do take on everyone and you try and look after everybody. And I guess that's just reflected in your life as well. I mean, look at you looking after, you've adopted three boys. You've, you know, sort of, you've always been somebody that's being there for others. And I think a lot of us sort of internalize a lot of our own, how do you say, like our own like discomforts. And like, you know, I know I do it too to myself. I bring in a lot of people's others, their energy. And I'm only now learning that it's okay to sort of just shut the door a bit just to maintain my own health and my own sanity.
I can relate to that, Luke. I actually had to get some people out of my life that kind of sucked all my positive energy out with their negative energy. You know, it's really kind of true what they say. Some people just kind of drain you just being like in your space. They're just so negative and they've got so much toxic energy. It just immediately sucks all the good energy out of you. And I've noticed a big difference in my life without these people. And these are people that I considered like very good friends. And I've noticed how much lighter and brighter my life is without them.
It's funny to realize how quickly you can get sucked in. You know, when you meet this person and you're jiving and you're having a good time. And before you know it, you've caught into their negative spiral. And you're, holy crap, how'd that happen?
So how do you find like some like people who sort of hold on to traumas as well? Because I think that's a big thing that sort of drives people to do self-destructive behaviors. That you're actually blocking out trauma.
Yeah.
And, you know, people who turn to drink, drugs, they're actually really got a lot of hurt going on.
Yeah.
And it's manifesting in a way that's kind of escapism, isn't it? By using either a substance or some people use other things. Like addictions all sort of come from pain, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a way to suppress the trauma. So we've all got traumas from growing up here on earth. We don't have to have major things happen to us as children for it to be traumas. It's just by coming to earth and some of earth's systems don't support us spiritually. It doesn't recognize us as multidimensional beings. It doesn't support us in an emotional sense. The system's not taught to support us energetically. So we get traumas, you know, just by having parents that are not emotionally in tune with us. And if we come to earth being very emotionally activated, that's traumatic for us because we're not emotionally supported. Some parenting styles can be very traumatic to us. You know, perhaps we were smacked as a small child. That can be traumatic, you know. So all of these things get stored in our body. Our body is our intuition. And that's why we get things manifest with us physically because it's energetically, it's a trauma, it's a wound. And so people use lots of things to push down their wounding and their traumas. So like what you said, Luke, alcohol, drugs, smoking, even gambling, having affairs, having a life that's just full of drama, because they want to actually avoid what's going on internally for them. And when that wound and trauma energy comes up to the surface, it's crippling. It is so painful. And sometimes that wound and trauma energy is so raw that people are triggered all the time and it opens it up. So what do they need to do? They need to go and have that hit of something to push it down, to shut up the pain. And we haven't been taught in society how to actually work with our pain, because the answers to our healing is stored inside the pain. But we run away from the pain. We pack our bags and want to run to the hills whenever we have pain come up, because we don't know how to deal with it. We haven't been taught how to deal with it. And so it just gets suppressed. It just gets stored, and it's stored energetically. And a lot of people get on the spiritual journey and they say to me, Jess, I'm doing all the things right. I'm positively thinking. I'm eating really well. I'm exercising 4 times a week. But I've got all this shit stuff manifesting in my life experience. And the reason, because they have still got this stuff coming into their life, is because their wound and trauma energy has an attraction power. So it's actually drawing in things that are a match to it. So you can be doing all the things, you can be thinking positively and reciting positive affirmations, but if you haven't worked with your wound and trauma energy, and if you haven't started to work at a healing level with that, that's going to be drawing in all of those things that are a match.
Absolutely. I think it's so true. And I mean, just what you both were talking about with alcohol and drugs, and even how you said you, you know, would go out and drink until you'd wake up in your own vomit. Like, same story, same thing. Yeah. Like, my mother would be like, you're always out going to the club, because the only time my brain was not turning was when I was out dancing. And I mean, and that's what you do, you know? Yeah. And then I think as you get older, like you said, really having to work through it is really the key. And I think, too, one of the things you said, I used to have like crazy back problems, like Howard Stern. And when I realized that it was attached to like when I was in high levels of stress, I stopped having the issues to the extent. I have not had one in years.
Wow.
Like I still have back problems, but it has not gone out and not crippled me the way it has once I realized that it was really like stress related and like I was causing it myself.
I mean, I've gotten into it a little bit with you all. I had a very traumatic loss with a pregnancy. So with my next one, I was having very vivid nightmares. And it was making my first trimester a living hell, because I was dealing with all this anxiety of what happens if I lose it again? What happens if something goes wrong? What's going on here? And I had a very, very open midwife who recommended a lot of holistic kind of techniques to try. And I found they were actually a lot more helpful than some of the medication they were going to try to give me, honestly. Like we did acupuncture and we talked to a social worker and meditation and yoga and even changing my diet a little bit just kind of helped everything kind of smooth out. And I was able to enjoy the rest of my pregnancy. And it's just amazing how little tweaks of things can just really just change your whole view of things.
And it's absolutely. Like said, I think that's where Jess's trauma. Green juice challenge started I know, from, wasn't it, Jess?
Yeah, like, tell us about that, will you? Totally.
So at the start of last year, because I'm always wanting to improve my health, right? I'm always wanting to feel better because I always want to be able to serve my community in a more powerful way. So I'm always working towards creating higher energy, clearer energy, more focus, stronger mindset, better emotional world, and better health and well-being. So at the start of last year, I requested to the universe that I wanted to up level. And the main reason was that I really wanted to be able to deal with stress much, much better. I wanted to be able to be like the eye of the storm. And when things started to get stressful around me, I wanted to be able to stay calm and not get triggered in my nervous system and not go into fight or flight, because I live in a world where I live with people that are not in the work. They're not working on their emotions. And I can't control everything, right? I can control how I feel. I'm in control of my own thoughts and feelings, but I can't control how other people are feeling. And we've had a very stressful couple of years here. My husband has been diagnosed with PTSD, anxiety, and depression. So I found that life was very stressful. And I found that I was getting my fight or flight, my nervous system was triggering in response to his stresses and things that were triggering him, right? So I requested to the universe that I wanted more calm. I wanted to be able to deal with adversity much more calmly and take it much more in my stride, and also for my children as well, because as a mother, if you go into fight or flight, the whole family is in fight or flight. So you really got to try and be like a rock. And I wanted to work towards that. So the universe, when we ask the universe for something, the universe delivers to us, and the universe is always helping me up level mind, body, and soul. And so the universe suggested that I start juicing, and I start juicing daily, and that I start green juicing. So I got out my NutriBullet, which is a beautiful juicer. I don't know if you guys have got those over in America. You probably got all.
Sure do.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got out my NutriBullet. It had sat in the shed for over a year. I was given it one Christmas. I'd never even opened the box. And I got it out of the shed and I started juicing. And I started juicing every single day. And I was also guided to creating a closed Facebook page called the Green Juice Challenge. And I called in a whole lot of health warriors that wanted to, you know, up level in their health, work on their spiritual connection, mind, body, and soul. So I green juiced for a whole year, every single day for a whole year last year. And I got to the end of last year and I said, what the heck, I'm gonna keep going. So I'm currently just over a year and a half into green juicing every single day. I have not missed a day. We've gone camping in that time as well, where there was no electricity. But I made my green juice and took it with us. I made it and put it in some glass jars. It lasted a few days. And I also now actually juice twice a day. So my body actually changed so much in that time that I actually started craving to have more of the stuff. So I actually have another juice at lunchtime, which is I usually use watermelon, blueberries, red dragon fruit, and whatever else I've got in the freezer. So I have, yeah, two juices every single day, and it is absolutely life-changing. Juicing is just incredible, incredible healing benefits at a mind, body, and soul level. So,
you know, I've always been interested in the juicing kind of thing because it has so many different benefits to it. Can you talk about some of the physical benefits that go along with it, not just the emotional and the soul-changing benefits? And the juice is really good too.
So good. So what I've noticed is reduction in stress levels. So it takes a lot for me to actually get stressed. I'm much calmer. It did everything that I requested universe for it to do. So I'm a lot calmer. It takes a lot for me to really get that fight or flight response triggered. I sleep like an angel. I sleep so well. I have more energy, more sustained energy during the day. I'm not going up into these big highs and lows. I just feel a sustained level of energy. I recover from, I exercise a lot, so I find that the recovery time is much quicker. Thoughts are much clearer, mindset, and just vibing higher, just feeling better about life, feeling more positive. Also, no, I don't worry at all about getting sick, and I never get sick at all. Once I healed my autoimmune disease, I really took my health and body next level, and I really tapped into my blueprint of amazing health, which we've all got. That's all a code inside of us. It's just, unfortunately, we clog our systems up with so much junk that the body's always working really hard against all of that towards its optimum level. So it eliminates all of that stress and worry. It's wonderful. I'm a nurse of 20 years as well. So I, you know, obviously go to work looking after very unwell people. And, you know, I know that I'm not going to attract that. So it's very good for mind, body, and soul. It's like your healthcare. It's like you're preventing things from manifesting well into the future as well.
To go on this journey though, you have to be ready. You know, like you have to go through whatever you need to go through in order to get on that path then to make the changes. Otherwise, you sort of, I think a lot of people just sleepwalk through life, don't they, without being awake.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely had an awakening, which, you know, that in itself was quite challenging because sort of the whole of society sort of lives in a matrix, the show The Matrix. It's kind of a real thing. We're kind of actually all sort of sleepwalking through life. And if we don't sort of consciously wake up, then it is hard to make these changes because it really does take a level of consciousness. And Jeff, you spoke about when you actually became consciously aware of the relationship between your back problems and you became conscious of that, then it shifted. And so anything that we bring into the light of consciousness, it actually starts to heal. Anything that we don't know about, we can't do anything about that because we don't know about it. It's in the shadow. It's in the subconscious. And so there's a lot of humans that live on Earth that are actually very unconscious to a lot of things that are actually going on. So it's a huge thing. But if you want to, you know, if you want to up level and if you want to live your best life, you know, you can work with the universe. You can ask the universe to help you and the universe will. The universe will bring to you what it is that you actually desire.
Jess, how do you get people to be honest with themselves? Like one of the things that I found like talking to other people, you know, like when I really needed a change in life, like I kind of walked into this thing. Like, okay, I got to look at the raw truth of, like, who I am and what's going on and really look at my faults, right, and be honest.
Yeah.
And so many people, like, I want to change, I want to do this, but they don't want to be honest. They're like, it's everybody else's fault. It's this.
Yeah.
How do you help people get to that place of being like, no, bitch. You have to be honest. Like, if you're not going to come in and look at yourself and say like, no, I'm shitty because I did this. And, you know, these are my bad traits. And this is like behavior I don't want to keep repeating. And this is my negative, toxic shit that I put out into the world that I need to change and take responsibility for that. Mm-hmm. Like I thought that people struggle with that so much. It's the hardest thing.
It is. Everyone blames other people and everything outside of themselves. You know, it's the government's fault. It's this organization's fault. It was my mother's fault. It was my father's fault. Taking responsibility is one of the hardest pills to swallow because when you have to put it back onto yourself and that's hard. It's easier to blame everything outside of ourselves. But when we blame everything outside of ourselves, we give away our power. And we hand it over because it's that person's fault and it's this thing's fault and it's this organization's fault. So we hand over our own personal power and then we are powerless. And so we have to take responsibility because we want to claim our own personal power back because we are the creators of our own life experience. And for me, I had to say I created my autoimmune disease. I created that. And so because I created that, I knew that I could heal that as well. You know, I was an addict. I was an alcoholic. I smoked 20 cigarettes a day. I created that. So I needed to heal that. And so when we take our power back, we are powerful in that because we can heal it. We can then take action because we've taken our power back. And so that's not something that you really can teach to people. It's really people come to a place, they sort of arrive at that. And really it comes from people going through incredible hardships and they just arrive at a place where they've absolutely had a gut full. And so they're down on their hands and knees and they just draw a line in the sand and they just say, I can't live like this anymore. So I'm willing to do whatever it takes for however long it takes. And that's when they show up. That's when they show up in my spaces and that's when they reach out and they say, I want to work with you. I'm ready. Show me the goods. Help me. Show me, you know, help me towards the light. So I don't ever try and persuade anyone. I just share my own journey, and I just share my wisdom and my knowledge and what I've learned, what I've healed. And people that are already ready to heal deeply, they then are attracted to me, and they come into my circles and to my communities. So yeah, it's wonderful how it works, because the universe helps as well with my business. It's a soul-led business, and it's very much an energetic business as well. And I've had to work on my energy and keep it clean. I never drink alcohol. I haven't had a drink for over a decade. I've got nothing against alcohol. If anyone wants to drink, they can go for it. I'll sit next to someone who's having a wine. But for me, I couldn't have just one or two. It was all or nothing. And I wouldn't be able to do the work that I do without keeping my channel really clear and clean and pure. So
when did you first really start to realize that you had a gift, and you were able to, you know, to see things and to read people and to, you know, really hone in on what's going on inside somebody?
Well, that took a long time, because, you know, and it was a lot of trying to figure it out. And I, you know, in my childhood, it was very confusing, because I was trying to figure all of that out then. And, you know, it really took a long time to really say and work out that, okay, well, I do feel things differently. And not everyone's operating the way that I am, and I am different, and I can read energy, and I can read people's thoughts, and I can sometimes look into the future and see what's going to happen to that person if they don't change things. And it kind of just, as I started to really get into the work and work with people, I started off doing readings for people. And, you know, my business has all been guided by the universe and my angels and guides. I say angels and guides, but there's always there's a whole lot of other names that we use, you know, source, energy. Some people have spirit guides. As you know, we use all sorts of names for whatever we believe to be true. I always say universe and angels and guides. But I was guided step by step towards really uncovering what my gifts were and how they could actually serve people and help people. So I started out by reading for people over emails, because when I first started, I was too afraid to read for people in person. My gifts weren't strong enough, and I was still trying to figure all of that out. So I could hide behind the keyboard, and I read for people, for hundreds of people from all over the world, for probably about 2, 3, maybe even 4 years. And I never had to see those people, and it was very easy for me to do the reading just through emailed readings. And it took a lot of practice and a lot of work, but finally I then advanced to be able to actually read for people in person, and when that happened, it was just like, oh, this is wonderful. But if we want to master something, we've got to practice it. And it's been the same with my spiritual gifts. It's been hours and hours and hours upon doing readings for people and practicing and reading books and internally working with the gifts that I've got, you know. And so it's like anything, we've got to practice that, you know, and learn and enhance, you know, the things that we want to do in life. And it's the same with the spiritual gifts as well.
And your page has just grown from there, and, like, you know, everything you're doing, I've just been seeing it sort of manifest for itself, and it's been pretty amazing to watch.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a journey, and it really is about, I am my business, so I need to work on myself. Everything that I do in regards to my business is a reflection of you know, my internal world. And I can say that for all of us, whatever we're doing, you know, if we've got problems in our life, then we need to look internally and figure out what's going on with us. Where are those problems internally? Because it always manifests in the physical world, as within, so without. So it really has been a journey of the inner work. And as I've uncovered and healed and gone deeper and deeper on that, I'm then able to help my people at a much deeper level as well, and it just expands. And it's just a commitment too, that, you know, this is my soul's purpose, and so I'll show up and do my work every single day I love what I do. And so if we can all find what we absolutely love to do, it's very healing for us. It really lights up the cells of our body. It really sets our soul on fire, and it's so good for our health. And we're supposed to be doing this here on earth. We're not supposed to be going to jobs that we hate. We're not supposed to be living lives that feel totally out of alignment to us. We're supposed to be doing things that we love to do and that we have a burning desire around doing. You know, it's that's how life is supposed to be. So for me, you know, years ago, I started off, I was, you know, my pages barely had any followers and I didn't care because I was going to show up every single day regardless. And I still would, even if I only had a couple of people following, I would still be showing up because it's my work, and if I can just help one person, then I've done my job.